Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word. Tonight, unfortunately, I won't be joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, who has a family emergency as we speak. So we wish her well. And before we get started, big shout out to my big homie, Marvin. Get better, sir. You know, we Godzilla fans. We gotta stick together. So, you know, you ain't doing that well right now, but it's gonna be all good. We're gonna send some positive smooth drama love your way. And speaking of sending some love out, man, that was a great game. And for y'all don't know, basketball game was tonight for the 12 people in the United States that didn't watch it. Well, probably a little bit more than 12, but you know what I'm saying. Great game. Russell Westbrook was like, yeah, I am not playing with you bitches tonight. He was on fire, but just didn't have enough. It's looking more and more like this is going to be Miami's year. I mean, the way San Antonio and OKC looked, it didn't look like Miami had a shot. But, hey, I guess that's why you play the games, right? And speaking of playing the games, most of y'all know it was Father's Day that just passed here. Why would Ronan Farrow, who gave a shout out to his daddy, and if you don't know who Ronan Farrow is, Ronan Farrow is Woody Allen's biological son, because you know he had three kids, two were adopted. He bust out and said, "Hey, happy Father's Day to my pops." But as they call it in my family, happy brother-in-law's day. For those of you who don't know, the 12 of you, well, it's probably a little bit more than that, but if y'all don't know, Woody Allen was married to Mia Farrow. They got divorced because their daughter that they adopted, well, Woody kind of married her. They was having a relationship. So when he was 56, she was 21, they made it happen. And I guess it was all good because I still see him at these Knicks games, whatnot. Everybody's cool with it. I don't understand how you can ostracize some people and say, oh, they're bad people. But you have a guy who adopted a kid and then married the kid. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but that's in my top three all time. It doesn't matter. It will never get old for me. Never. He married his adopted kid. So every few months or so, I'm going to say it. Because you know what? It just needs to be talked about. And if y'all don't think it needs to be talked about, then hey, whatever. There's something wrong with y'all. Because anybody who marries their daughter, just sicko. Sicko change-o-matico. And it will never, ever change for me when you somebody that does something like that. But that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. I could care about stuff like Mr. Zimbabwe's Mr. Whatchamacallem ugly contest. I don't know why you would have it, but I guess in Zimbabwe they have a Mr. Ugly contest, and I guess there's guys who willingly participate. I'm just thinking, and maybe it's me, but if I get chosen for the Mr. Ugly contest, it's not an honor. It's not one of those things that I'm proud of, that I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm a finalist for the Mr. Ugly contest in my country. It's just something inherently wrong there. But hey, whatever. William Masvinu is the winner. I mean, and he's got a wife, and she wasn't that ugly. And this dude, he has a very positive attitude. He's like, hey, you know what? Being ugly is not a curse. And I am ready to show the world my gift. He says his face makes him special. And he is not making any excuses about it. He's like hoping that he can get some modeling jobs. I want to tell him that when people choose you to be, you know, the Mr. Ugly in the country, I don't think they advertisers is trying to put you on the cover of their magazine. Just saying. No disrespect, but yeah, it's not gonna happen. But hey, good luck with that, homie. I hope you keep that attitude. And it made me wonder. You know, I mean, as he beat out four other dudes and he got $100 in cash in the night at the hotel. I mean, is this where we at? When people go for I'm Mr. Ugly, and that's what it is? That's kind of scary to me. I'm like, wow, I am the winner of Mr. Ugly, and I'm proud, really proud. I am the ugliest man in this country. What? Anyway. Oh, man, I don't understand it sometimes. I mean, the times that we're living in, I don't know. If this is progress, I'd hate to see what barbarianism was. Because this shit right here is just... Anyway, I can't go a day without talking about my favorite state of Florida. You know, there's always something that happens in Florida. And I know people are like you always talking about Florida. You know, Florida ain't no worse than anywhere else. But as my homie LaDon says, you know, if we could just blow up Florida, probably a lot of problems in the world be solved. Now, I'm not going to advocate blowing up thousands of innocent people, but I will say that, hey, I can see it. You know, I wouldn't even say blow it up. I can see like replacing it. I mean, my idea is you put like, you know, you put somebody down to the junior varsity. I say you take Florida, downgrade them, and move up District of Columbia, Puerto Rico. Boom. Problem solved. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody else, but it makes sense to me. I think it's kind of cool, actually. Or you just bust out. You know what? Y'all not a state no more. Y'all done messed up too much. You got to go. Now, why am I saying besides all the other obvious stuff, let's take a look. Barbara Hall, who, while having sex with her boyfriend, asked for Pam cooking spray. Because, you know, they had used up all the olive oil. So, she wanted, I mean, they must have been making it happen. But she was like, hey, break out the Pam cooking spray so we can make it happen. Now, she's 60 years old, and, you know, hey, old folks got to get the monkey off their back, too. You know, 45-year-old boyfriend went and got the Pam so they can keep it going, and I guess he mentioned a girl named Pam that he had sex with, and from there, it was on and popping. Unfortunately, she didn't appreciate him mentioning Pam, punched him in the face, threw the olive oil at him, flashlight at him, and so police, you know, I guess the police was called, and they had to take her to jail. I'm like, yo, why don't you just get yours with the Pam and then ship him off? I don't know. Maybe that makes sense to me and nobody else. Or she could have just did like this one woman who, well, I don't think she did this on purpose. She was eating squid. And this is why I say sometimes it doesn't pay to eat some of this exotic stuff. She was eating squid, and I guess the squid, they have their little stinger with the sperm sac in it. And I guess it stung her and dropped some jism in her tongue with some little baby squids or whatever. So she had like she got some jism in her mouth, but it was inserted into her tongue. And it was like some stuff moving around in there. They took it to the doctor. They had to get the stuff out because there were some things that was alive in her tongue, aside from the normal stuff that's alive in your tongue. So basically, as squid, like, you eat me, I'm going to give you something to eat. I'm going to eat you, technically. Allegedly. Now, I don't know if you call that squid on woman violence or you call that, I mean, is that like a sex crime? Can squid be charged with sex crime? Oh, man. I don't know. It just, maybe I'm wrong for that, but just the thought of you eating something and it jizzing in your mouth and you got little babies inside you trying to live. Whew. That right there is something different. So, ladies, I hear y'all sushi's in. Y'all want to eat this raw sushi, whatnot. You know, there's some octopus on there. Hey, you feel that little prick? You have to go to the doctor. Because you might be inseminated. And it might not be the insemination you were looking forward to. And on that note, because I went way too far, we going to go on break here. This is Roz Koss featuring Cannabis. And Roz Koss. This shit right here. I'm thinking I'm high and I'm not even high. Anyway, this is Roz Koss featuring the Horsemen, Killer Priest, Cannabis, and Corrupt. This shit right here.
War Dog Riders, the Black Deep Revolution. I don't give a shit, no foul, no white flag waving, no throwing in towels. Clash of the Titans, more mechanical owls. I hang with the gold guys and 50 and witches. Cannibalized nigga, cauldron full of boiling bitches. And you don't know the half, which is 49% of a stupid son of a bitch. And you're burning the spit. I'm a hot dog like burning a pit. Get my 23 on Felteen with an eye quick. You ain't persistent, get off of my dick. If you believe every rapper claiming they progress. I got a bridge.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Roz Kaz featuring the Horsemen, Killer Priest, Cannabis, and Corrupt. And the song was This Shit Right Here off his album, Adidas, All Day I Dream About Spitting. Now, I don't dream about spitting because I can spit, but not in the spitting that they referring to, because my rap skills is kind of limited. They're like limited to, I got like one bar. And that's all I got on it. Nothing else. Anyway. Welcome back to the show. You're joined by your man F the N Word. Unfortunately, my co-host is not with me tonight. She had a family emergency, and so we shooting our love out to Miss 100%. And special shout out to my man Marvin. Get better, homie. Hope everything is all good. And speaking of all good, and giving a shout out, there's a vagina protest that's been going on in Michigan, and here at Smooth Drama, I want to give my support. By saying here at Smooth Drama, we support vagina and the use of the word vagina. For those of you who don't know, the protest was involving a representative, Democratic State Representative Lisa Brown, because she had the nerve to use the word vagina in the House of Republicans during an abortion debate. Her words on the floor were, "And finally, Mr. Speaker, I'm flattered that you're also interested in my vagina, but no means no." So what did they do when she said she was flattered that they're interested in her vagina and she says no, and no means no? They banned her from participating in the debate, and they said, and this is quoting House Speaker James Bolger, "It was the context in which it was used and the way it was used that was the problem." And the protest is, I guess they're saying that vaginas are going to take back the Capitol. And you know what? That's why I say here at Smooth Drama, we support vagina. So anytime vagina wants to take over, it's thumbs up here. We support, I know I support vagina 100%. And because 100% is not here, I support vagina 200% for my 100% and her 100%. So, for those of you math majors out there, that would count or constitute as the 200%, because, you know, you got to represent for the vaginas out there and all the people who love vagina and support vagina, and vagina being able to have a voice of his own and not be bogged down by the man. So, viva vagina revolution. Vagina has a voice at the table. And it's very, very important that we embrace freedom of vagina. I mean, who wants to restrict the vagina? Who wants to hold the vagina down? Is that where we at? We at that point? Because we got 6 months left. We just gonna stop vagina from existing at a beneficial level? just vagina just gets no love now. It's mean and hurtful. You can't even say the word vagina. I mean, I'm having a good time just saying vagina. It's just, I think I'm probably breaking the record for vagina being said over the airwaves, just vagina, for no reason. Not to be confused with angina. Vagina. I wonder if they're going to kick me off the air because I had the nerve to say vagina and speak about vagina in a reverent tone. Because I revere vagina. And Ms. Brown, stand up for your vagina. Don't ever let these suckers tell you you can't say vagina. You can't defend your vagina. And to the fellas out there, you know, I mean, not only, I mean, because we talking about, like Fox News talk about being fair and balanced here. We want to be fair and balanced also. I mean, I'm down with go topless. You know, the women who are down with being able to be topless. Like men are topless. I'm like, I support vagina too. And I'm still waiting, you know, because you got the vagina monologue. You got Go Topless Day. When are we gonna celebrate Ass Day? We're gonna have Booty Appreciation Day. You can see, I keep talking about this, and I think there's a place, and we don't celebrate ass enough. I mean, we talk about dumb asses. But we don't celebrate the ass, embrace the ass like it should be embraced. See, because I think that if you embrace ass, you can't help but come around the corner and see vagina for the wonderful thing that it is. So, big shout out to the people protesting out there in Lansing, Michigan. You are doing the right thing. And you have solidarity all across the globe, especially here in California, shooting positive energy your way. And if you ever need your vagina defended, I got you back and your front. That's what it's all about. Anyway, as I reminisce over saying vagina, I'm trying to delay talking about what I'm gonna talk about. I've been on the we gotta get back to stereotypical black crime, because right now the crime that we have is starting to be overbearing. It's bad enough as I stated earlier. Not earlier tonight, but earlier in previous shows. I want crack to be back as predominant. I mean, hell, can we get back to heroin instead of this bath salt stuff where, you know, you have black folks eating people and just, you know, stop it. You know, it's bad enough we had the Nigerian brother with the bomb in his drawers. It's too much. You know, I want to go back to the days when the worst thing that happened was a black dude would have like a sock in his pants. Like, yeah, my Johnson is bigger. Why am I saying this? Charles Marshall of Cincinnati, accused of having sex with a teddy bear for the fourth time in the past 2 years. This brother was arrested after employees at a health clinic saw him masturbating with a teddy bear in the alley. My man has 3 previous convictions for public indecency and disorderly conduct with a teddy bear. Supposedly, there's a diagnosis for it. You know, they call it, and I'm going to try to pronounce this once, and if it don't sound right, I don't give a damn, because it's depressing nonetheless. Supposedly, he has what they call ursugamatophilia, or as they call it, plushophilia. People who, I guess, they fantasize over teddy bears. And I'm like, ladies, Ohio, ladies in Ohio, where y'all at? I mean, this brother is with a teddy bear. Ain't no women in Ohio just, you know, give my man a hug. Somebody, anybody, hug this man. Give him, you know, somebody. Ain't there anybody that, I mean, because I'm thinking, and maybe we can start hooking up these teachers that's hooking up with the youngsters with cats like this. And maybe, because we've talked about this before, we have a smooth drama dating site where these teachers and Catholic priests, whatnot, that are doing little boys, and, you know, these teachers that doing little boys and doing little girls, teens, whatnot, they can get on our site and they can hook up with each other. That way, no kids will be harmed, and you adults can just mess each other up. You know, just be on the low with it. Y'all can hook up, do what you do, and the innocence, there's no problem. It's just all you. At least that's my thought. You know, I mean, I'm tired of the news that we got. I mean, like Chris Brown and Drake, they're fighting, and I'm like, where's Nino Brown to stab their light skinned asses in the hand and tell them, I never liked you, pretty mother, anyway. Get your ass up out of here. So maybe I just need to blame Wesley. You know, because if Wesley from Passenger 57 would have been around, homie wouldn't even have had a chance to get the bomb in his drawers. Wesley would have caught his ass at the house, gave him a hit in the throat, pop. Take them pants, take that bomb out your drawers, or like your little homie, the one to eat people, he had been blade. We just cut his head off before he even got to eating folks. We'd have never known about it. And of course, this last fight, feeding Nino Brown, neither one of them get a chance to get into anything. Because Wesley would just drop the bomb on their ass. Stab both of them in the hand. And they both would have just left out. They wouldn't have been in the club trying to beef with each other, because they've been trying to get away from Wesley. So, Wesley, where you at, dog? Make it happen. Set things straight, dog. We need you. Need a dark-skinned man to come and make it happen. In all stereotypical black violence, please. And go back to the old stereotypes. Not this new shit. This new shit is whack. You don't believe me? Look at it. This dude is with a teddy bear. And I'm sorry. I see the black man with a teddy bear, and it just... Come on, man. Yeah, I know y'all played it. When y'all see the news, you play the racial politics. Don't act like you don't. You know, because I know that the white people saw it was like, yes! It's not us. Anyway. But speaking of, yes, it is you. And not you. I'm reading about Obama and Romney and their campaign and how they're talking about this donor is giving $100 million here, this donor is giving $100 million there, and they've estimated that they've spent over $1 billion already campaigning. And you wonder why in the hell America is broke. He's spending billions of dollars on political campaigns. What the hell they got to say that's so important that it's worth billions of dollars? I mean, they were even talking about they've spent so much money on ads and advertisement that they don't have any advertisement. They may run out of advertisement space. And it begs the question, okay, so these dudes spend billions on just who's going to be president. I mean, what's left for the people? They even spent all the money, right? Ain't that what we talking about? All the money is spent on nothing. I mean, what do we get out of a presidential election? Except for some hope. Like, y'all remember 4 years ago? Hope! Things gonna change! I'm voting for change! Remember that? Everybody was voting for change. And everybody was happy. We gonna make it happen. We gonna get some change. We gonna get some change. It's gonna be good. And what's change? You still broke. Right? Everybody is still broke. Those who were wealthy, rich for that matter, are wealthier and richer. So, I'm sitting here saying, where's the change? I could sound like a hater. I could probably be confused of being, not confused, but I could be accused of being a hater. But am I hating? Am I really hating, or am I telling the truth? I don't see no change. And I mean, quite frankly, president is one person. I don't care who you put in there. The system is still the same. But, I mean, the question is, do you care? Or are we going to be like, yeah, if you ain't all about change, then I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Obama, you remember, Obama got elected. Obama, what? Obama. All right, Obama. I mean, has it really been that different? Aside from the fact that, you know, there's black people in the White House? I'm just saying, I ain't hating. I'm just asking the question. And on that note, going to take a break. We're going to go into some exhibit. Sound like me.
If you saw if you were walking on the street and a black man was coming towards you, what would you do?
Just one single black man? I really don't feel that. You know, but if it's a group or something like 8 or even 13, even younger than 13, yes, I will walk on the street.
We can press it. sending a very clear message. Either you with me or against me, punk. Hit him up, provide housing for these rich in the shelf. We up, I'm making a bounce. Other niggas fail to fuck. So we take advantage of clicking in reversible debt. It's a longer way than anticipated liquid to see. Bomb my breath, cause I feel it's better to give than receive. You better believe. It's in the state average, you're part of average. When niggas try to switch, turn bitch for the cabbage. See, but all that's irrelevant. It's like trying to turn a horse celibate. I dance with the devil for the hell of it. Burning down your lavish landscape on digital tape. Cause everything you rhyme about is actually fake. You make room for the legitimate, nasty, inconsiderate. Top dollar but pretty counterfeit.
I don't wanna take a care of my team. I don't wanna take a care of my team.
Niggas are gnarling, boy, that gets swollen like a kilo and to overload the system. To rhyme for millenniums and shut down artists for beef and deep closure. Battling top rank for bank and exposure. So open up your door to me, cause if it's closed, I'ma break it in the with some pantyhose. Over the mic, so you don't know who I sound like. Executing those who record the vice to sound tight. It's not permitted by the right to the top of surprising these niggas like Benny Blanco. Remember me, man? You thought I was a man till I threw you in the back of a van. Yo, these drop squad delegates, rhymes and delicate. I sit on the mic to get these MCs pussies wet. For those with plans to clone me, the original and can't be done, I'm digital. Who wanna come and see the hard rock? The non-stop gridlock, your home block machine. Peacock, you need not get brave. My bullets never gray. They hit close to home, separating flesh from bone. So better get off on your own, bitch. On the wrong shit, trying to own shit. I was told it. I said the best that the streets had to offer. The offer on my own destiny. So I suggest you stop stressing me. You'll find out when I pull my nine out and blow your mind out. Play a deadly game with no fouls and no timeouts. Inhale large amounts of dosa. Forever ready like a soldier. I'm locked, loaded, shoot from the shoulder. And burn down your lavish landscape on digital tape. Cause everything you rhyme about is actually fake. So make room for the legitimate, nasty, inconsiderate. See you ranking top dollar, but really counterfeit.
Together you gotta be smooth, drummer, smooth, drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, F the N-word. And it really means F the N-word. Oh, man. First, speaking of F something, Roger Clemens, after all that he did, all the evidence that was piled up against him, he was acquitted Monday on all charges that he obstructed and lied to Congress in denying he used performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, they went through all that. I mean, Barry Bonds, in conjunction, Barry Bonds was found guilty. And there was no evidence. Zero, zip, nada. No evidence. But he was guilty. His homie didn't even roll over on him. Roger Clemens, his homie was testifying, had this syringe. I bent his wife over turning state's evidence, had all the evidence showing Roger Clemens lied. I mean, it was so obvious. You know, if he was Pinocchio, all y'all be blind right now, because that wooden nose would just stab straight through all your eyeballs. Not guilty. Because we have evidence. And I guess in our bizarro world, if there's no evidence, you're guilty. But if there is evidence, you're not guilty. Yeah. Doesn't make sense to me either. But for some strange reason, he's not guilty. We've heard not guilty before so many times. I mean, I think the father of not guilty just died. I mean, Rodney King was found dead at the bottom of a swimming pool, even though they say there was no sign of foul play. Now, we know the police probably are not going to investigate Mr. King's apparent suicide that hard. They just said that they found him unresponsive at the bottom of his pool. Now, I mean, in the past, I've criticized Mr. King, you know, because I thought that, hey, once they paid you that money, I'm leaving L.A. I'm in the island somewhere working on my suntan. I'm not playing golf, but I'm working on my suntan on the island somewhere. Or I'm vacationing all around the world. Ain't you that dude? Yeah, that's me, dog. That is me. That's what I did. Yep. But unfortunately, Mr. King has moved on. And it kind of reminds me, I remember where I was. I don't know if people remember where they were when the Rodney King riot happened. I remember just so happened to be at a forum that my school, ASU, which I was the vice president of at the time, we had a forum, and I remember the reporters coming up to me, excuse me, is there going to be a riot? You think there's going to be a riot? I'm like, I don't know. We just have a forum. Are you sure there's not going to be a riot? I'm like, yeah, I know I look like I'm in charge of something, but the fact that I'm not psychic and I can't read the minds of everybody who may potentially come to this forum. Anyway, stupid reporters, stupid questions. My Rodney King story. I was, you know, and the funny thing is, all those people that was looting, I mean, rioting because of the righteous cause, you know, I mean, police brutality dates back to the overseer and slavery. It's not like that was something new. Not that we're supposed to be apathetic to it. But at the same time, how productive is it when you burn down and rob your own neighborhood of its resources? Kind of counterproductive. Now, if they had done it in Beverly Hills, you're rioting. But when you're in the hood and you're burning down your own shit, and then tomorrow you have to live there, kind of counterproductive. Whether you believe it was counterproductive or not, I know. You got a laptop computer, all TVs, big screen TVs, all this good stuff. But was it really worth it? Was it really, really worth it? You know, and then the people who were upset when Rodney was like, can we all just get along? Didn't you mad at Rodney for? He's the one that took the ass whooping. If anybody has the right to say anything, it would be the man taking the ass whooping, or who took that ass whooping. But hey, what do we know? You know, we just happen to be casual bystanders. You know, sort of like the people over in Egypt. And I don't know if people have been following that little revolution that they had. Their constitutional powers of the people basically has been thrown out. You know, the military made themselves Aegis lawmaker after parliament was dissolved last week. So basically, the people who were in charge before are in charge now, post-revolution. Now, my co-host begged the question, although I'm probably not going to say it like her, but why in the fuck do you need permission to revolt? And who are these people to say, hey, you know what? All that shit y'all fought for and thought you had, don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all wiped out. Any gains that you thought you had, any government that you thought you set up, fuck that. Waste of time. It's no good. It's invalid. I'm curious to see what happens now. I mean, because they straight up said, you know, all the power and all that that the people so supposedly won in their revolution, that's all done. Military is taking back over again because that's who's been in charge from the jump. And the people who were in power before have, you know, they're called the SCAF. They've given themselves jobs for life. Now, I mean, I laugh about that, but you think about it. Kind of what we have here. I mean, because they're saying that the military is hoping that the people are tired of protesting and just willing to go for stability, whatever the cost. And it begs the question, is that how we do it here? I mean, do we go for stability at the cost of freedom? You know, a wise man once said, freedom is the road seldom followed by the multitude. And I mean, the cost of what we call freedom, or as Ice-T once famously said, freedom of speech, just watch what you say. Yeah. Hey, think about that for a second. Freedom of speech, just watch what you say. So you can revolt, win the so-called revolution, and get all that thrown out. And as we see here, we've got all kinds of freedoms that are taken away, and people don't care because, hey, you still got cable and internet, right? Anyway, speaking of no freedom, I don't know if y'all saw these new shoes, the JS Roundhouse mids with the shackles that fit around the ankles. I'm not understanding. I mean, supposedly they've taken them off the market, which means basically there are going to be some assholes out there who are going to say, you know what, I got to have those. They're collector's edition. You know, I'm just curious as to who would wear that shit. I mean, Adidas came out with these shoes. They were like purple and yellow or in orange and some shit like that. And they have orange shackles. What do you mean, who came up with the shackles on my feet as a good idea? I'm like, really? Shackles on my feet is a good idea when? I mean, did I miss something? I mean, did I miss something? Shackles. There was a marketing guy that was like, yeah, you know what? This shit will kill him right here. This shit right here will kill him. He's going to put shackles on their feet. It's subliminal messages. I mean, y'all know it. Everybody knows it. It's subliminal messages. Whether you respond to them or not, it's on you. But the fact that they would put that out means that they think psychologically that your ass would buy these shoes and rock them and be proud. That you would be cool as hell with shoes that have chains on them. And you will walk with the shoes and the chains on to restrict your movements. You know, I don't know if I should be mad more at the people who thought of it or the people that don't give a damn that they would dare to make that shoe. I mean, for me, can we just burn down the whole factory? Well, no, not the factory. Burn down the executive office where they made the executive decision, like, yeah, that's a good idea. No, it's not a good idea. And when you come out with ideas like that, we burn your building down. Because that's a dumbass idea. Not that I'm advocating violence. I'm just saying. It doesn't make sense. And whoever this made sense to, they need a new sense. Because whatever that is not what real human beings should be about. I'm sorry. We have to agree to disagree. There's no way you can say tennis shoes with chains on them is ever a good idea. I mean, what's next? You gonna wear a scarf that's in the shape of a noose? Anyway, on that note, for Miss 100%, who's not here, but our thoughts and sympathy go out to you. My main man, Marvin, get better. As I said before, I'm F the N-word, Smooth Drama. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.